Well, a lot of good things, unfortunately, here on this Sunday. Hard to come by for the Everett Silvertips, who take a 6-1 loss to the Seattle Thunderbirds. The Tips, first team out of the U.S. Division into the postseason. That with a win last night over Kamloops, the Thunderbirds are now officially in with this win, and the Silvertips at least can take some solace. Their lead right now still first place in the U.S. Division. It is yet at a point by the time that their heads will hit the pillow, but certainly a lot of lessons here to be learned on a Sunday that went in the wrong direction later on as things progressed in the opening period. As far as the totals and the highlights, well, here they are. Keegan Kolesar first off in the power play after a series of manpower exchanges between the Tips and the Thunderbirds and a couple of calls that, well, a few maybe found a little bit on the funny side. The Silvertips, unfortunately, couldn't cash in. Seattle did on their end, which also included 5-on-3 time. Kolesar, a one-timer at the left circle for number 22 on the year. Matthew Barzell, the beginning of a four-point day. And Ethan Bear as well picked up the assist. Then it was Luke Ormsby after the Silvertips failed to clear on a couple of occasions from their own zone at 12:35. Tyler Adams and Barzell with the assist. And unfortunately, it went from bad to worse on the Silvertips side. Anthony Bishop at 18:04. His first in a Thunderbird uniform from Sami Moilanen and Reese Harsh, and it was 3-0 by the end of one period of play, and that would also spell the end of the day for Carter Hart, beginning in net for the third time in as many days. He stopped 9 out of 12, replaced by Mario Petit. 4:56 in, this will be the theme of this Sunday, special teams battles, and the Tips coming out with the short end of it. Ryan Gropp picked up right here, number 29, to make it 4-0. Third power play here for the Thunderbirds on the day. As Barzell looking cross ice, and a chip by Ethan Bear into the corner, returned up ice, shot by Bear, save made. Rebound Barzell for Gropp, fires and scores. 15:04 to go in the second, a power play goal for Ryan Gropp. And from the right circle, he keeps his torrid pace going and now picks up on the season number 29. On a Sunday gone from bad to worse for the Everett Silvertips, it's 4-0. Grop from Barzell and Bear at 4:56. The Silvertips finally getting something going in their favor. Yet when they were shorthanded, stepping up, though, the pit bull Connor Dewar finally got the boys in green on the board at 10:39. As Barzell stripped by Connor Dewar, he takes off in a shorthanded rush. Dewar to the front of the cage, backhander, he scores! Connor Dewar, 9:21 to go in the second period. The pit bull finally gets the boys in green on the board on their fifth shorthanded goal of the season, and it's now a 4-1 game. So Connor Dewar, number 11 on the season. The goal coming unassisted at 10:39, and the Silvertips finally a foundation to build momentum on. Unfortunately, it would take a turn for the worse again at 12:14. Matthew Barzell capping off his four-point day on this power play goal. And claimed by Otten Bright right boards and sent across Barzell. Looking now top left circle, dangles by King, his wrist shot, and he scores. So the Tips can't get any closer. And Matthew Barzell with 7:46 to go in the second period. One quick dangle and a snapshot for a power play goal. That is the third for the Thunderbirds on this Sunday, and it's 5-1. Turner Ottenbright, Donovan Niles with the assist. That is now 7 power play goals the Thunderbirds have cashed in for the last 2 games, and with that number 3 on the day, the Silvertips unfortunately coming up empty, so by mathematics you can understand where this game was certainly decided. The Tips getting close to 4-1, then giving one right back in the same man advantage sequence. Barzell making it 4-1, or the bigger pardon, 5-1 on that goal. Elijah Brown capping things up at 15:13 of the third period on a wrist shot from the right circle. Alexander True with the assist, and that would be all she wrote as far as the final score. Thunderbird 6 and the Silvertips 1 here in the 8th matchup out of 10 for this season. Tips are now 3-3-1-1 in the season series. The win in net to Ryland, to through May 20, saves here on the day. Record is now 33-17, 1-1. The loss to net to Carter Hart. 9 saves before he was done after one period of play. And his record falls now to 27-7-6-1 on the campaign for the record. Mario Petit with 12 saves and finishing up the last two periods of play in net. Next meeting coming up this next Saturday in downtown Everett, 9th of 10. And the Tips can finally now look on to Wednesday as a Sunday comes to a close. 6-1 final. And the win here on this Sunday to the Seattle Thunderbirds. The Tips record now at 38-13, 8-2 for 86 points. First place right now in the U.S. division. The Thunderbirds now trail by 1. And their record now 40-18, 3-2. They have 85 points. Speaking for Justin Morrison, this is Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.